the Ultra Rares, and finally, the Big Splash.
Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
We're going to step a bit outside our comfort zone, I feel like, here.
Very much so.
This is not our normal thing. But The Finals is a free-to-play first-person shooter online-only game, and those are all three things that we very rarely talk about on this channel, let alone all at once. You are kind of weirdly excited about this game. I think we both played it a little bit. It was announced or like had a trailer and released during the Game Awards. Both just jumped into it. I played about an hour of it, but you got very into this over the last like 3 days.
I freaking love this game. I think I've put about 8 hours now over the weekend. It's like kind of like spent some like late night. Like, again, it's like if I know if I really, really love a game, it's like spending late nights. Yep. And it's like, and now I'm like thinking back to like my game of the year. Where it's, I like a game of the year. Like, I freaking love this game. It's a hard game to. Yeah, sorry.
I was gonna say, so start out with what this game is, because I mean, it's a free to play shooter, basically.
Yeah.
It plays a little bit with some twists on it that I think are kind of arcadey and fun.
Yeah, it's a really, really, so it's a first person shooter, but it's really, really team focused. And which I really like, because I don't play a lot of first person shooters online, but the one I really get into are ones that are really strong team based. So I was like super into Team Fortress 2 for a long time. Mm-hmm. There's this Half-Life 2 mod I loved called Dystopia, which is super team based. I used to get super into. So if a game's like really team focused and really objective focused, I kind of like latch onto it. But besides that, this is just like every dream that you'd want from like a, if you're like played shooters in the mid 2000s, like I want fully destructible environments. Like it's got
check.
That. Yeah. It's like, oh, it'd be really cool if they had that like Mirror's Edge running around. It's like, okay, it's got that.
Check.
it's got fun Half-Life 2 gravity gun shenanigans stuff
check.
And cool physics stuff.
Check.
And also it just looks super slick. It actually kind of has that Mirror's Edge kind of aesthetic. It just looks really, really slick. It feels, it feels like it's made for older people, and I know it's probably not what they wanted to go for, but like there is like a little bit of like Fortnite-y goofiness to it, but like just the aesthetic is so slick. It hasn't gone, and I think maybe just because the game's like just starting, hasn't gone so goofball. But I just really like how they contextualize everything. So the game The Finals is a sort of virtual reality game that people are watching. So they do like a lot of cool phase in and phase out and stuff. But how the basic concept of the game works, and this is where I'll see if this is interesting or not. I don't know. what the basic concept of the game is that you and your team need to take this thing called like a, I think it's called a vault.
Yep.
And it's kind of like a capture. It's very similar to capture flag. Think of it as like a flag. You take it's. Well, I'll get into it. You take a vault and then you cash it in at this one place. But it's like capture the flag where you just like take it for the flag to one base to the other and it automatically just like, oh, yep, you got the flag. You win. You get a point. What happens is once you deposit this box, you have to sit there and guard that box for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
And during this time, anybody can come in and steal it from you. I think probably the coolest aspect of this game is how the destruction sort of plays into that stuff, because both the thing that you're carrying to cash out and the cash out box itself are physics objects.
Yep.
And why this is interesting is because what they'll do is they'll put one of my favorite levels is they'll put the cash box on like the top floor of a 5-story building. And what you can, so you, like, let's say I deposit my box on the 5th floor. I'm sitting there, I'm guarding the place. But because of the destruction, a team can come up underneath you and blow the cash box up from below you and have your cash box fall. And now it's totally open to being stolen. And there was cool, and it's like very, it's actually very similar to the opening of The Italian Job, if you've seen that. Yeah.
had the same thing, if we're going back to things from the 2000s that people remember.
Yeah, exactly. So there were certain points in the game where I was like, okay, I have 2 explosive charges. I think I can actually get this bank not only to drop 1 floor to steal, I can get it dropped like 2 floors simultaneously and just totally screw up their plans. So it's really, really funny. I think that destruction, like that destruction aspect is just so interesting.
Yeah.
The time to kill on this game is really long. So in a lot of modern shooters, time to kill is basically the time it takes for me to start shooting you for you to die. Like really, Call of Duty is really fast. Battlefield, like I can't even play because the time to kill is
it's
so
like,
fast.
It's like 2 seconds, yeah.
It's
or not
yeah,
even, it's like 0.2 seconds.
Yeah, but in this one, they make the guns a little bit weaker or they give you more health, however that works out. So it takes a lot longer to kill people, but what that allows you to do is that if you're the one being attacked, you're not dead instantly. You can run away, regroup, heal up, and then go back on the attack on the offensive. Yeah.
I think that kind of, again, it resonates more to that, like, or that 2000s brain, because it felt very much like you have your shield in Halo. Like, okay, I shot for a while, my shield's depleted, I'll go back up a little bit before I know I'm like two hits more and dead. I kind of had that same feeling of like, okay, I can stand here. Okay, hide. Okay, hopefully my teammate has a heal gun. Okay, pop back out. Like, it has a lot of that. The more you're talking about this, the more I do feel like this is very much like made for like those of us in our mid-30s where it's like, hey, remember, you know, you like this game, and this game. We just kind of bundle them up and toss it out there for you. Have fun, guys.
Yeah, and that's why I think that's probably why I like it, like why, because it reminds me of so many older shooters that I liked. And I just like that it feel. And it was funny because I do not play Mike on games. I started playing Mike on this game. You know what? Because the people are friendly because they're older. like the people I was talking to, I was like, these people are clearly like in their late 20s, early 30s. Like,
everybody's like, I'm trying to play before my kid wakes up.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody's like really friendly and stuff. And the game's like, it's definitely competitive, and it's like really cool to kind of get like, you just stole the last second sort of thing that happens a lot in the game. But I just, everybody I've run into has been like really chill, very good, like with teamwork stuff. And I think it feels like a shooter where the main point isn't shooting. There's so many cool tactics you can do. You get like a suite of gadgets. I think the thing that exemplifies this the most is that you only have one primary gun, and like each class has like four guns. You're not putting like little scopes on these things. You're not putting suppressors. Yep. It's just like you get this gun or you get this gun. And then the rest of your three slots are gadgets. So it's just really fun playing with those gadgets. You just learn like really fun tactics. I don't know. I just have like a lot of fun with it. There's something kind of lighthearted about it as well, because it has that that sort of game showy type attitude. And it just, I don't know. And like even games like Battle Royale kind of stress me out. There's something about like 1 versus 100 stuff that's like a little bit stressful. But this one, because you have teams of three, there's something just, and there's only like four, I think in like the bigger ones, there's only like four teams of three at a time.
Three or four teams, I think, yeah.
It's just, it just feels a lot less stressful. Like I play this game, like find it very relaxing. It's like really fun. It's really relaxing. It's just, it's made for old fogies. One mode I do want to talk about, I think is super, super cool. It just very boringly called tournament mode. But what it does is that instead of just doing like a single game, it sets up three games. And at the beginning, like in the lowest round, there's eight different, I think maybe more. I think there's eight teams playing. And then the top two from that first round go up to the next bracket. And the top two from that round go up to the next bracket. So if you're playing online with like a group of three that's really good, you're going through simultaneously like three different ones getting higher and higher in the tournament. And then you end up forming this like cool like little bond with that group, because it's not as, because in that game, a single game isn't as throwaway as it is like in a quick play or something like that.
Yeah, you're not just playing for 15 minutes and moving on with your life. You're like, I'm committing to probably an hour.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think the rounds are like 15 minutes long.
15 minute rounds,
so it is like a length of time, but man, I won a tournament and it felt fucking amazing. And I was like mic'd up with some guys like, oh man, that was so much fun. It's like, it was just, everybody's like, it's just, it's such a celebratory game that I feel like competitive games don't really have. It's less like neener, 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 that kind of like, I won, I beat 100 people. It's like, no, me and my team did really good tactics and the other team was doing really good tactics. And what didn't come down to a single headshot, it came down to, oh, we did this super cool thing where my guy ran through the wall, blew up their stuff. We all came in, he healed me, I stole it. And then the buzzer rang. It's just such a cool game. I'll play this game for a while. This will be my multiplayer game for a while, I think.
I mean, we're sitting here talking about this, and there's probably a dozen other games that have the same feel that we're just like.
I don't think so, because I've played a lot of first person shooters like Battlefield. I feel like
it's, well, I'm talking like okay, like obviously not like your COD, your Battlefields, your Halos. I'm saying like there's got to be like a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't know. I feel like there's like a million and a half free to play first person shooters out there. So I'm like, that was kind of my thought where I was like, is this really unique, or is it just the fact that I don't play these, so this feels really unique to me?
You didn't play a lot of heavy. You played mostly the medium class, right?
I only played like four matches. I got into it. I played the Final Fantasy DLC and then I got into this. You got into this and then you played the Final Fantasy DLC. So we kind of switched. But anyway, yeah, I only played like four roles. I just had like the machine gun guy. I don't even remember what his name was.
I think if you played like a little bit longer and played more of the heavy, which like is a lot more of destruction, like just stuff, just being able to run through a wall or blow up a thing and do all that stuff. I think the destruction is kind of the unique aspect. And it's just like really, really well made on top of everything else. It's
That's true. It's just, everything felt good to play. There was nothing in this. Nothing felt cheap. I feel like you kind of get those things where you play a lot of competitive games where it's like, okay, like clearly you're using the whatever gun that's just going to instantly do whatever. You're using this gadget that's just like going to break the game. And I didn't see any of that. I didn't feel any of that in the few matches I played. Everything felt really good. It's just, it was just kind of a fun time. I honestly stopped because it was just like, I'm going to get into this and I don't have the time right now to get into this. And I don't. Like if I play more than these like five matches, I'm going to, I either need to stop at 5 or I'm going to stop at like 50. And I don't have time for 50.
Stop at 50.
It's cool. It's free to play. I think you should give it a shot, especially if you're old like us. There you go. All of us 30-year-olds having a fun, low-stress time playing the finals.
I think we're in our 30s. We're not 30-year-old anymore, Brad. We're safely into our 30s.
I think 30. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mid-30s over here. Anyway. We are Workforce Gaming. We try to get new videos up every Monday. Subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below. We'll see you later.
Bye.